Greetings, my peeps. Welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I will be doing my NBA free agency. I gave you the Eastern Conference. Now it's time for the West. So we'll break down all the teams, everything they did, so on and so forth. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are talking NBA free agency. We talked about the Eastern Conference. We went through all 15 teams in the East. Now is the West's turn. So we'll go through all the different teams. We'll talk about the things that happened, so on and so forth. So with that said, let's get right into it. And if you watch the Eastern Conference, I gave you all the scoop on the salary cap and how that works with the mid-level extension, so you know about all that stuff. So in that case, let's get right into it. We are going to start in the Southwest, and we'll start with the Dallas Mavericks. They were able to sign Klay Thompson, guys. Big move there, getting a guy like Klay Thompson, a seasoned vet, longtime Golden State Warrior. He now goes to Dallas, guys. 3 years, $50 million. Mind you, the Lakers tried to get him over there, but he said, you know what? I think there's a better opportunity over here with the Dallas Mavericks. So despite his father being there as a analyst on radio, he decides, you know what? Yeah, let me forge my path here with Dallas. So he goes to the Dallas situation, a very nice situation for him. And they desperately need consistent outside shooting. That's what Klay provides. So nice move for Klay. Nice move going there. He gets a fresh start, guys. So kudos to Klay. Hope it goes well for him there. Also, to Najee Marshall, guys. They were able to get him in free agency. 3 years, $27 million. And he comes from the New Orleans Pelicans, guys. He's a guy who can, he's a 3-and-D type guy. He can defend. He's a two-way player, so nice get for the Dallas Mavericks. And then also, too, they acquired Quentin Grimes via trade, in a trade that sent Tim Hardaway to Detroit. I tell you what, this kind of flies under the radar, because Quentin Grimes at one time was being compared to a Klay Thompson. He has that type of ability, guys. So for him to learn under a Klay Thompson, I think could do wonders for the kid. So I think this is an absolute great situation for him. A situation where he can learn from a pro's pro in Klay Thompson, kind of shadow him and, you know, learn the ins and the outs. I think it's a great deal. So yeah, but a nice get for the Dallas Mavericks. So you got a few players here who can launch it from three. So Dallas shoring up their three-point shooting. They do lose, however, Tim Hardaway Jr., who I just mentioned, Derrick Jones Jr., who was a starter, but having got Klay Thompson, he can fill that void, and then Josh Green as well. So the Dallas Mavericks, Western Conference champs, loading up for a possible another run in the playoffs. The Houston Rockets, do too much, guys. They did pick up the option for DeSean Tate, and that was at $7.6 million. So that was pretty much it for them. They did, however, there was where they acquired draft picks from the Brooklyn Nets, in a, supposedly in an effort to get Kevin Durant in the future. So we'll see what happens in that regard. But Houston Rockets pretty quiet during the free agency period. Maybe, you know, they're lying in wait to pounce and bring in a Kevin Durant, which I don't see happening out and out right away. I don't see that happening. So, but we'll see what happens with Houston. The Memphis Grizzlies, another team that didn't do too much as far as free agency goes. They did decline the team option on Luke Kennard, and that was at $14.8 million. So there's a chance they could bring him back at a lower number. We'll see. Also, too, you got other free agents like Lamar Stevens, Jordan Goodwin. He's a restricted free agent, so we'll see what happens with him. And then Utah Watanabe, who has a player option. And I haven't heard much in that regard. So, but the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, they will get Ja Morant back. Will he have his head on straight? I would hope so for his sake. But yeah, so Memphis Grizzlies, we'll see what happens with them. So let us move on. New Orleans Pelicans. Guys, they were able to acquire DeJounte Murray by a trade from the Atlanta Hawks. DeJounte Murray, a fabulous guard, two-way guy. He can do a whole lot of things, but most importantly, he now takes the pressure off of CJ McCollum. Now CJ McCollum can be off the ball now doing his thing, which I think will be a big help to him. DeJounte, he can find his offense need be, but he's a guy who can dish it as well. I love the trade for the Pelicans, so we'll see what happens there. They did sign center Daniel Theis to a one-year deal. Turns to be determined. He last played with the Indiana Pacers, so this gives you some bench depth, you know, in that regard. What happens with Brandon Ingram? He's still out there, guys, as an unrestricted free agent. So we'll see how that goes out. Doesn't seem like the Pelicans are enamored with bringing him back. I think they could do it at a lower number, they would. But well, I would put it out there. You got two teams that are kind of disgruntled with their player. Brandon Ingram for Pelicans. Zach LaVine with the Bulls. Maybe a little swap there. Maybe that could be in the works. Who knows? But I'm not sure what's happening with Brandon Ingram. It's been all quiet. And when it's quiet like that, and I don't know what to make of it, to be honest with you. So we'll see. They did lose Najee Marshall. I mentioned him going to Dallas. Also Larry Nance and Dyson Daniels, who you didn't really get a full look at while he was there anyway. So we'll see what he does with Atlanta. But you lose those three guys. The San Antonio Spurs, they were able to bring in Chris Paul, guys. This was after Golden State waived him. They waived Chris Paul. They didn't want to pay him that $30 million, guys, so they waived him. And the San Antonio Spurs pounced on the idea of getting Chris Paul. Chris Paul is in his 20th season, guys. He's signed to a one-year, $11 million deal. So basically, Chris Paul, he's there as a mentor. He's there to help guys along over there. Guys like Devon Castle to mentor them and teach them the point guard position and hopes that, you know, they take over the mantle one day when Chris Paul is out of there. So I thought it was a brilliant move by the Spurs to bring in a guy of this caliber. Also, too, they acquire Harrison Barnes via trade from the Sacramento Kings. So Harrison Barnes is a guy you can put right into your starting lineup. He can be your small forward right next to a Wimby. So I think it's a good move as well. So I think this could help that ball club. You probably add on a few more wins by bringing in seasoned vets like this. We'll see what happens. But these are low, under-the-radar moves, but I think it's helpful to a young team to have these vets come in. One of them, NBA champion in Harrison Barnes, and then a longtime vet in Chris Paul. Nice move by the San Antonio Spurs. Then we go to the Northwest Division. The Denver Nuggets. They did sign Dario Saric to a 2-year, $10.6 million deal. So you definitely like that for them, that they're able to add a guy like Saric. Hopefully he's healthy, but he's a guy who can definitely give you some scoring punch and some wing help. And also they lose Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So that's a major loss for them. Hopefully somewhere along the line, they're able to add a piece there. I know they have high hopes for Christian Brown, but you still need some guard help now that you lost a KCP. So moving on to the Minnesota Timberwolves, they did resign their big guy, Luke Garza, to a 2-year deal, turns to be announced. Also, PJ Dozier, they were able to bring in as well. And then they did sign former Utah Jazz, Joe Ingles. He's a guy who's played with Mike Connolly. He's played with Rudy Gobert, so he knows those guys, to a 1-year deal, turns to be announced. And they did lose Kyle Anderson. But Minnesota Timberwolves, team on the way up, guys. So with the Ant-Man, of course, Carl Anthony Towns over there. So we'll see what happens with it. The Oklahoma City Thunder, guys, who had what I thought was a nice free agency period. They were able to acquire Alex Caruso. I told you about him in the trade. They signed Isaiah Hartenstein. 3 years, $87 million, guys. So is it an overpay? Yeah, probably is an overpay. But you know something? You now have the luxury of sliding your guy over to a power forward now. And you have Isaiah Hartenstein, who can play that center position for you. So that's a big help for them, that's for sure. Also, they were able to sign guys like Isaiah Joe, 4 years, $48 million. So that's a nice deal for them, guys. Isaiah Joe, who's a guy who can come off the bench, give you scoring punch, really light it up from the bench. And Aaron Wiggins, 5 years, $47 million for him, which you definitely like to see as well. So definitely some nice moves for Oklahoma City Thunder, a team that was number one in the West. So you know what they can do, guys. And now they have the ability now to slide Chet Holmgren over to the power forward position and play Isaiah Hartenstein, which means Jalen Williams will now go to your small forward position. I guess Lou Dort can slide down to shooting guard, but you have options there. You can also start an Alex Caruso if you like, and then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he'll run the point forward. So, but very nice moves for the Oklahoma City Thunder, team that's only going to get better. The Utah Jazz. Guys, they did make some low-level signings. Guys like Drew Eubanks, who was from the Phoenix Suns, 2 years, $10 million. And then a restricted free agent of there, Johnny Juzang, 4 years, $12 million. But it looks like Utah is shopping Laurie Marketing, guys. They've been shopping him to other teams. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, you may have a trade partner in the New Orleans Pelicans. Maybe he goes there in exchange for Brandon Ingram. Who knows? But I know Brandon Ingram would go crazy being in Utah. That's not like a party town, but where are you going? Yeah. But nonetheless, Laurie Marketing being shopped, guys. So we'll see what happens in this offseason in regard to him. And they do lose Omer Yurtseven, the center over there. And also, speaking of centers, they're kind of dangling on the market, Walker Kessler as well. So keep an eye on that also. The Knicks are supposedly interested. We'll see. The Portland Trailblazers, they were able to acquire Dene Avagi from the Washington Wizards. He's a forward. I thought he had kind of a breakout season last year for them. So he comes over to Portland. Portland, a team that is rebuilding, guys. So a guy like Dene, I'm sure they'll find a place for him within that ball club. But he's a versatile player that they can use. And they also pick up the option on Delano Banton, who I thought played pretty well when given the opportunity. So he's another young player over there. And, you know, they're just trying to figure it out as far as that go. Mr. Big Shot over there, of course, coaching that club. He has some young pieces there. He can mix and match. Chauncey Billups can, so, but Portland Trailblazers on the rebuild. And they also lose Malcolm Brogdon, by the way. Moving on to the Pacific Division, guys. Five more teams, guys. That's it. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. They were able to acquire, we talked about them losing Klay Thompson. A major loss, I think, you know. And I heard Steph Curry talking about him, you know, how he won't have his brother there, Klay Thompson there. So definitely some emotion there for Steph Curry. That's for sure. And then they lost Chris Paul as well. So two pieces there. They do acquire Buddy Hield in kind of a sign and trade from the Philadelphia 76ers. So you do add a guy who can light it up from three. So Buddy Hield, I think if you lose a Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield is a nice addition. Although he doesn't do the things that Klay does, he can at least hoist it from three. And then also they signed, never signed and trade, in fact, Kyle Anderson, 3 years, $27 million, guys. And Buddy Hield got 2 years at $21 million, while Kyle Anderson got 3 years, $27 million, like I said, from the Minnesota Timberwolves. So you add some pieces here, you know, some big guys that will definitely help. You also sign a D'Anthony Melton, 1 year, $12.8 million for him. So you're getting guard help, that's for sure. But Golden State, you know, they're not, they're trying to stay afloat. We'll see what happened with them. And then let me just talk about Draymond right quick. You know, he's got his podcast and whatnot. You know, he's got to talk about this. He's got to talk about that. Of course, the Knicks is always on his lips. He was too cowardly to go on Knicks Fan TV and face the real Knicks fans. So he goes on his little funky podcast and he talks his talk about the Knicks. And he says the Mikal Bridges trade, he says he's lukewarm about it because he says the Knicks gave up all their pick, which they did not, coming into that trade. They had 11 first round picks. They gave up 5 of them, so they still have 6. So if you did some homework, Draymond, you would know that. But of course, you're not going to do that. You're not going to really get into the meat of things. So, and then so much so, he says basically, you know, they have to win a title in 3 years. Otherwise, the trade is a failure or whatever. So much so, Stephen A. goes and he talks about it. He says he agrees with him. I'm so done with Stephen A. and his Knick opinion. See, and he rolls over like a puppy for Draymond. He know he has to tread lightly now that Draymond kind of called him out on Shaq's podcast and then he was all up in his feelings about it. So now he wants to get back in Draymond's graces by siding with him over this nonsense. So go figure. I'm going to leave it alone. Like I said, before I get myself. So that's my little Draymond take. Hey, he should worry about his anger management classes, but I digress. Anyhow, so let's move on. LA Clippers, interesting free agency for them. They do re-sign James Harden, guys. 2 years, $70 million. So James Harden still getting a bag, guys. Getting that nice contract there. They do sign Nick Batum, who they actually lost by a trade a season before. Now he's back on a two-year $9.6 million deal. And they were able to acquire Derrick Jones Jr., who we last saw with the Dallas Mavericks. 3 years, $30 million for him. And they did pick up the team option on Russell Westbrook's contract at $4 million. But I hear there's rumblings that they may deal Russ. So we'll see. They do lose Paul George, as I mentioned in the previous episode about him going to the Sixers, and Brandon Boston Jr. And I talked about how they lowballed Paul George and then allow him to leave. So, did they do the right thing? I guess it comes down to what did they feel Paul George was worth? Do you put him on an equal plane with Kawhi Leonard? He thought he should have been on equal footing as him, but that didn't happen. So, they allowed him to walk. So, hey, maybe, you know, maybe they know what they're doing. I don't know. But, I mean, Paul George is 34 years old with an injury history. So I think it's one of those cases where you won't really know until a couple of years down the line whether they did the right thing or not. So we'll see. But Kawhi Leonard out of the Olympics for the LA Clippers. He accepts the invitation. He goes to camp. He does all the things. And then he has this come to your senses moment where you know what? Maybe I should be preparing for my actual team, the LA Clippers, and let me just bow out disgracefully. So he leaves the Olympics. I actually have no issue with it. I just wondered why they even gave him an invite in the first place. You know the man's injury history, so, I mean, probably as a courtesy, you extend him an invite, hoping that he says yes, but, you know, maybe I should, you know, concentrate on my team and so forth. So, I guess out of a courtesy, you offer him the invite. I guess what Grant Hill was thinking was, we'll extend it to him, but more likely he won't accept. But he called their bluff and accepted. So, I guess after that, you know, you really can't take back your invitation. So, but they were able to have a plan B in place just in case he couldn't go, which they did. They end up adding a Derek White to the team instead of a Jaylen Brown. A lot of buzz about that. You got guys like Stephen A. talking about, because remember, he, on his show, he said he learned from a source that a lot of people feel that Jaylen Brown isn't, I would say marketable, but maybe, but there's a feeling out there about Jaylen Brown that I don't think it's fair to him. Let me just put it that way. So it is what it is. But the spot goes to Derek White. So we'll see what happens. Hey, Jaylen's living his best life with Kersey over there from the, well, she was with the WNBA with the Chicago Sky, but they just released her. So she's over there with her man now, Jaylen Brown. They're living their best life. So what can you? All right. So that's enough talk about that. And we're done with the Clippers. Three more teams to go, guys. The Los Angeles Lakers. Huh. It's always a soap opera here. Huh. So let's start with D'Angelo Russell. He opts in, guys, at $18.7 million. Maybe much to the chagrin of a few people over there, but he opts in. So he's there. And with that, you probably can't move him until about January, like December, January. So it is what it is with that. They do resign LeBron James. 2 years, $204 million. So LeBron James does come back. I mean, are we not surprised by that? So he comes back at that $52 million a year number. Matt Christie, they give him his money. 4 years, $32 million. And then Bronny James, without playing one summer league game, he gets 4 years at nearly $8 million. You know, I talked about the Bronny James situation when I did my draft episode. So this is his contract, guys. 4 years at $8 million. I understand, you know, money is not the issue. The most important thing is LeBron and him playing together, making history. So this is the circus that you're going to have in L.A. And I know some L.A. fans who aren't happy about this. They're not happy with this situation at all. They feel LeBron had taken over the franchise, and they're not thrilled with it. They want to Lakers concentrate on winning and so on and so forth. And then also they try to recruit guys to come and sign with them. Guys like Klay Thompson, guys like James Harden, Jonas Valanciunas, and a few others. They wanted them to sign that non-taxpayer mid-level extension. I talked about that in the previous episode, and that number is $12.8 million. So they were trying to get people to come in on that contract. Klay said thanks with no thanks. James Harden, of course, he's going to gawk at that money, and look what he got. Jonas Valanciunas, you could have got him at that price, but he took a lower number to go to a worse team in the Washington Wizards. So I say all that to say that guys are turning down the Lakers because they want no part of this circus. They don't want any part of it, guys. It's going to be a circus next year in LA because of the Bronny and LeBron James dynamic. This is why I said what I said in the draft episode. It's going to be a mess over there. And it's not through no fault of Bronny's, that's for sure. This is all orchestrated by LeBron. And then add to the top of that, you got a brand spanking new coach who's never coached before, by the way. I thought he's not coaching in summer league. I thought he should at least did a couple of games in summer league just to get his feet wet. And I heard, I think it was Seth Greenberg make that comment as well, that he should have coached at least a couple of games in summer league. This way he get a feel. Now he goes into training camp, then into preseason, kind of cold as far as coaching experience goes. So you have that whole dynamic there, along with the Bronny James and LeBron James scenario. No free agent want to come into all that. If you get traded into it, that's another thing. But nobody's willingly walking into that situation. They're not doing it. So you shouldn't be surprised when a free agent says, looks over there, it says, you know what? I'm good. So that's the way it is. I know Laker fans, that's hard to hear, but that's where you are right now. LeBron is running that franchise, whether you like it or not. So that's what it is. Sorry, I wish I could tell you better, but I can't. All right, so we're done with the Lakers in that regard. The Phoenix Suns, they re-signed Royce O'Neal, 4 years, $44 million. Nice signing there. He's a guy who's kind of a 3-and-D guy. He could do a multitude of things, so you like that. Bol Bol, he comes back on a 1-year deal, turns to be announced. And Damian Lee returns for a year, turns to be announced. They also signed Mason Plumlee, 1 year, turns to be announced. And Monty Morris, guard, turns to be announced. The big story, how, again, Stephen A. and his sources say that as far as Kevin Durant, if they could get out of the Kevin Durant business, they would. So it's just a lot of rumblings in that regard. I don't see that coming to fruition, especially with them bringing a guy like Mike Budenholzer on board. So I don't really see that. I don't see that shaking out. I think they're in it for the long haul. I think as the season begins and as it progresses, will play a huge role in what happens over there with Phoenix, but I don't see that kind of move happening. I think Kevin Durant is there for the moment, so I don't see much movement in that regard, despite, you know, what these reports are saying. So. And then the last team is the Sacramento Kings, who acquired DeMar DeRozan by a trade, and they give him a 3-year $74 million deal. Nice deal. in that regard for DeMar DeRozan, a guy who can easily wake up and give you 20 per game. I think he'll be a solid addition over there with the likes of a De'Aaron Fox, with the likes of Domantas Sabonis, and all that they got going over there, guys. So they were able to get him, not give up too much. It only cost them Harrison Barnes and Chris Duarte. So this is a low-risk move, but a high reward to get a guy like DeMar DeRozan, who would have liked to went back to L.A., but Sacramento, you know, it's close enough. He can take a plane over if he like to L.A. to visit home and so forth. But I think it's a very good move. I think Mike Brown is a happy camper right now. He's got some firepower there. And I think this deal here can really galvanize that team coming into the 2024-25 season. So I like this move for them. So, all right, that's it for me. As always, I thank you for listening. Much appreciated. I'll probably have another episode. I know Jerry West, I'm working on that still. I'll have that before the summer's out. WNBA, the All-Star Game. I'll be there, guys. I mentioned it previously a couple of episodes ago. I'll be there. So we'll see what happens in that regard. I'll give you my reporting from there. Also, too, guys, the Olympics is coming up. So I'll be keeping an eye out for that. Summer League is happening. I don't delve into it too much. I'll give you some takeaways from it. But summer is busy, guys, and I'm here for it. So you know what it is. All things basketball with GD.com is the website. Also, guys, you can listen to all my episodes there. You can support this show there. I got many buttons there. PayPal, you can support me that way. Spotify, I have a donate button with Spotify there. Also, buy me a coffee. I got the button there for that too. A lot of ways to do it. Cash App me, GD, that sports dude. $FIRST, of course. Again, Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Also on YouTube, I'm there. Podcast platforms all over the place, I'm there. Apple Podcasts, you can find me there. Write reviews, guys. Like the videos where you see them. Also, too, I'm on social media. Instagram, I'm heavy there. TikTok is where I do my shorts and my advertising for episodes. I do that over there, guys. Also, Facebook, I put clips up there. Not as frequent as Instagram, but I put them up. And then Twitter, X, sometimes I forget I even have how much I think of that. So with that said, I thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is what keeps me going, guys. So I appreciate your listening to the show. It keeps me going. It keeps me wanting to bring fresh new content to you. All right, guys, with that said, thank you for listening, and we'll talk soon. Take care.